Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
It's summer in Ireland, and that means just one thing. Seagulls are back. This man shared his disturbing encounter with a number of seagulls in the city centre recently.
It was over in Capel Street there, coming out of Burger King, and two of them just walked around the corner and started staring at me crispy chicken tenders. And what happened then? So I slowly kind of turned around, but there's three more of them behind me. Two of them were absolutely huge. So I just dropped the chicken and ran. It wasn't worth it.
This kind of scene has been a common occurrence, but evidence suggests that seagulls are becoming more intelligent and even more brazen than before. Con O'Sullivan from Bantry in County Cork describes a terrifying encounter.
Yeah, we were on our way over to Baltimore there for a picnic, so I'm in the car and a flock of them come down in front of the windscreen and start screeching.
A flock.
So I stop the car and we get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, this other fella flies in from the outside. He seems to be the ringleader. Anyway, he flies into the front seat of the car. He starts driving the car down the road.
Sorry, the seagull was driving the car?
Indicator on, the whole works, everything. Two picnic baskets gone.
To verify this story, we approached the seagull community directly. Two seagulls did come forward. Their voices have been altered to protect their identity.
Not all of us are aggressive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with Tony. Mm. I keep myself to myself, you know. I'm at my nest 8 hours a day.
But do you deny that these events took place?
Look, no. I have 3 meals a day, but yeah. I like a 99 as much as the next one. If I see it in front of me, unguarded, yeah, I take it, no problem.
Yeah, but it's the gannets as well, yeah? The gannets, they're giving the seagulls a bad name.
Seagulls claim they're all being tarred with the same brush.
We have a basic civil right to eat, but if we have to resort to industrial action, we will.
Seagulls are an important part of nature's ecosystem, but many seagulls are saying that they are now going to go on strike and stop flying altogether until they get the food they require for their members.
Sick of these green bins. There's nothing in them for us anymore. We're desperate.
It's a far cry from the boom times for seagulls. This seagull remembers 8 glorious summers in Tramore, County Waterford.
It was chips. Buttered sausage, more chips. Nice ones as well. Greasy. Then I overdosed on a snack box.
What happened then?
They sent me to rehab in Longford.
Right.
Longford's not a good place for the seagull, believe me.
Seagulls are fighting back. Derek, not his real name, had a worrying encounter.
Yeah, I called them flying rats, which is what they are. Next thing I know, these 3 seagulls take me to court for defamation of bleeding character.
Derek went on to say that the case was eventually settled on the steps of the High Court for an unspecified amount of chips.
We don't want to snatch your food, but you're driving us to this, and we can't be held accountable for what might happen this summer. Sorry, gotta go. See ya.
And spotting yet another unsuspecting victim. With that, he was gone.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.